Hey friend, how are you today? I hope you're well. Nicole here, and I just wanted to stop by and share a mini workshop with you. Because so many times we as journal coaches and educators, sometimes we share our knowledge of the journaling process, practice, but we don't share our experience of the journaling process. So we share the knowledge of the practice, but not the experience of the process. And so what I want to do with my community, with you all here, is I want to begin sharing more about my process and how I use journaling in my life in hopes that that'll serve you in your own personal writing practice. And so I don't know about you, you can email me and let me know, but change is happening all around me. There is a major shift going on here in my life and business. I'm pivoting in my life and business, and I'm sure there's change in your life that you're experiencing. There's definitely change in our society and in our world. Have y'all seen these gas prices? Have you seen these grocery prices? Robbery, okay? So it's a lot going on, you know, and when a lot goes on, it's hard to stay focused on what we can change because so many times we're focusing on what we can't change. And we have more personal agency when we're able to focus on what we can change and control those things or to make choices, you know, about what we can change and kind of releasing our focus and releasing our grasp on the things that are beyond the scope of our control. And so as I'm experiencing shifts and pivots and transition in my own life and business, I want to share a little bit about how I laid the groundwork for change in my life, okay? So I'm going to share with you my five-step process that I use to cultivate this groundwork of change. And I'm going to share four journaling prompts. So the prompts are the catalyst to the steps. And so the prompt just kind of promote or foster insight. Prompts are just good questions to help you bring your stories out. Good questions that allow you to go deeper. And so I'm going to share four prompts and five steps of how I lay the groundwork of change in my life. So here's my process. So the first journaling prompt is, what is no longer working smoothly for you in this season? And what do you need to do differently to reach your goals? What is no longer working smoothly for you in this season? And what do you need to do differently to reach your goals? And so I have my journal here. So the first step is, identify your need. What identifying the need does is that allows me to understand the why behind my desire to shift or change the way I show up in my life and business. So my current needs are due to a shortage of supplies. I'm currently unable to sustainably create my Etsy journals at this time. I need to find another way to create journals. Second need is I need to work differently to preserve my time and energy. Why? Because my youngest goes to school in August and I want to spend as much time with him as I can and as much time with my oldest as I can, you know? And I don't want to spend my available time and my available hours working. My third need is I need to learn more about the narrative process and how my students learn. Why? Because I want to offer my community more clarity around the application of the journaling process, and I want to fully support you all in the transformative journaling experience. Okay, so number one, identify the need. Number two, the journaling prompt for this step is, what are the next three steps you need to take right now that will move you towards your desired outcome? What are the next three steps you need to take right now that will move you forward towards your desired outcome? So step two is identify the next three steps, all right? Identify the need, identify the next three steps. So making a shift or a change in something in your life or business can get overwhelming quickly. So identifying your next three steps can help you take quick action towards your outcome. Personally, it can take me years to make a decision on my next step. I want to make the perfect decision and I want everything aligned before I take action. Can you relate to this? But this delays progress and wastes valuable time and causes procrastination and fosters feelings of doubt and mistrust of myself. And so my next three steps are, number one, I want to learn more about how to design and market digital printable journals. Number two, I want to take a course and dust off my adult learning and development textbooks and refresh my memory of andragogy, which is how adults learn. And number three, I want to ask my youngest to plan three dates that includes his favorite things to do and his favorite places to go. Now, here's a note on identifying your next three steps. Identifying your next steps isn't the same as writing a to-do list. For example, my next step could have been to deactivate my current products on my Etsy account, but that doesn't necessarily move me forward. Yes, it's a small action step, but it doesn't propel me forward. It's called passive action. And passive action is a covert push towards your outcome, while massive action is a more direct push towards your outcome, if that makes sense. So passive action, think of it like this. Passive action creates ripples, but massive action creates waves. And there's definitely a place for both types of action in the transformative journey. All right, so the third journaling prompt is this. When will I take the next three steps? Where can I find support while I'm taking these steps? And what resources do I have to help me move forward? So again, when do I plan to take those next steps? Where can I find the support I need while I'm taking those next steps? And what resources do I have to help me move forward? And what do I have to learn to help keep me moving towards my outcome? So your third step in the process is take the next steps. So many times we write down our list of things we want to do, write down the list of our next steps, but we fail to take action. We gotta take action if we want transformation. So number three, step three, take those next steps. Taking action fosters motivation and trust and confidence. And the more action you take, the easier it'll be for the changes to take root in your life. So as you continue to take massive action towards your outcome, subconsciously, your brain will begin to believe that the changes you are making are worthy of becoming habits. The changes you are making are worthy of becoming habits. So the more action you take, the more evidence you collect to support your shift. And this evidence weakens doubt and limiting beliefs and imposter syndrome and resistance. So on my journey, I've completed a certification course for narrative coaching. I'm a certified narrative coach. I've refreshed my knowledge of adult learning and development theory. And I've completed a course that taught me how to create a sustainable digital printable business. And I've begun to implement what I've learned into the new workbooks I'm creating and the new courses I'm designing. So I've taken my next steps and I'm encouraging you to do the same. All right, last journaling prompt. What kind of impact have my action steps had on my journey towards my outcome? Have my action steps felt aligned with my values and my outcome? Did I keep my commitment to myself? If not, where did I feel resistance? And what's the next step I need to take to keep moving forward? Now, that is definitely a mouthful, but this question really boils down the reflection process on the action steps that you have taken. And so we're able to analyze, are our action steps serving us? Are these moving us towards our outcome, or is it deterring us on any level? All right, so I'll read this prompt once more because it's so lengthy. So what kind of impact have my action steps had on my journey towards my outcome? Have my action steps felt aligned with my values and outcome? Did I keep my commitment to myself? Personal commitment is so important. If not, where did I feel the resistance? And what's the next step I need to take to keep moving forward? So the fourth step to this process is, as I mentioned earlier, pause and reflect. So reflection is a supportive practice after taking action again. Why is this so important? Because it causes you to take a step back and pause and notice your progress. And it also allows you, it gives you space to adjust how you take action, evaluate the success of your action steps, and celebrate the progress that you've made so far. Do you celebrate your progress? Don't forget that. That's so important. So in my journey, I'm so excited to have made and sold, my new digital journals. And it felt so good to dust off my textbooks and refresh my learning of adult learning and development. And I've enjoyed implementing what I've learned so far, and I feel more confident that my courses and my workbooks will be more transformative for you and the rest of my students. And so me and my son, we're enjoying our me time, me and mommy dates that he chose for us. Those moments mean more to me than anything else, all right? And so step five, bringing it all to a closure, repeat steps 1 through 4 as needed until your outcome is reached. So my next action steps are to update my website and add more resources. So what do you think about this? I hope that this insight into my self-coaching writing practice supports you in some way. You're always free to reply to this email with whatever questions that you may have. So I do want to share, I'm just getting it along, but I do kind of want to share additional notes on what's changing in my business. I think the biggest thing for me is undergoing a name change. Journal Junkie has been established since August of 2008. 14 years of learning, creating, designing, evolving, producing, and cultivating a tight-knit customer and community-based relationship that has been so awesome. It's been an amazing journey. And over the years, Journal Junkie has evolved from being a product-based business to becoming a writing, teaching, and coaching-based business as well. So as an educator by nature and profession, it's my innate desire to help people change their lives. And I want everything that I do to reflect this desire in teaching and helping folks, especially other women, become their most authentic selves has always been my mission. So as you may know, journaling has been such a powerful self-coaching tool and resource in my personal and professional life over the years. And recently, I felt the call to share the self-coaching aspect of the journaling process and make this transformative benefit more accessible to my community. So in 2015, I started offering group coaching experiences. And in 2020, I added one-on-one intensive journal coaching to my offerings. So these two things have not only transformed myself, but my business and the lives of my clients and students. And I want to do more of this. So in 2019, I started the Journal Coaching Podcast, and it has had such a huge impact that I've never could have imagined. People were listening and applying what they've learned and changing their stories. I was onto something. I kept getting emails about how the podcast has touched so many people. And so I started thinking about how can I create this experience throughout the rest of my business, and the seeds of the journal coaching company were planted. So these seeds began to take root later in 2019 when I lost my www.journaljunkie.com domain name due to an error on my part. I was devastated, and when I received an email offering my domain back for $2,100, I knew it was time to make a shift. So slowly I've cultivated this seed and explored how it will evolve and grow and support my community and my family. And now I feel like it's time for this seedling to flourish. And so on July 1st, my business name would change to the Journal Coaching Company as a reflection of where my business is headed and its mission to support others in their transitional and transformative journeys. Journal Junkie will remain the name of my Etsy shop. So I'm so excited about this shift, y'all, and the possibilities for this business and for the people it has served and will serve. And so be on the lookout for name change, a fresh website update, and hyper-focused, life-changing journaling content, products, books, and courses. This is the season for cultivating seeds. This is the season for cultivating seeds and laying the groundwork for your dreams as well. So let's do this. Let's do this together. So anyway, I've taken enough of your time. Thank you for listening. And until next time, take good care. Again, if you have any questions, feel free to send a response to this email, and I'll be happy to continue the conversation. All right, take care.